good to talk to you. Start off a new year once again. And as always, when you have plans in place, there's always a bit of excitement on the training pitch with guys coming together and putting plans in place and looking forward to what hopefully will be a good year of football.
Yeah, listen, Oisin. Yeah, every year is the same. You turn and you want to get back at it as quick as possible. And I know it's probably been different circumstances over the last couple of years, but it's great for us just to get back again and getting a bit of pre-season done and now just getting into game situations. And, you know, once these games start and starts Friday evening, then it's week in, week out, then game on. And that's what you want to be in. The lads are looking forward to it. You can see it during the week. There's a bit of an edge there, and that's, you know, that's exactly what you want.
Yeah. I suppose we'll touch on the climate run at the minute with COVID. It's affected every walk of life and every sort of corner of the county, Declan. How have you managed to progress through it over the last couple of weeks?
Well, we're like everyone else, Oisin. We haven't missed it, that's for sure. But no, listen, we've managed it, and the majority of lads have come through, and some of you have definitely were out of commission there for a couple of weeks. But no, luckily we're not too bad now at the minute. And listen, it's something that we're going to have to manage, and it's a challenge. There's no doubt about that there. But listen, we're not the only ones. It's an all walk of life, and we just have to get on with it and cope with it as best we can.
Yeah, you're managing COVID, but you're also, of course, managing a squad as well, Declan, and managing some of the players that have been there for a long time is very key to your plans as well. Obviously, we're talking about the likes of Michael Murphy and Neil McGee, who were injury prone last year. Where are they at the moment, Declan? Because obviously they're two huge influential players around a dressing room, and how do you go about managing the situation with both of them now in the coming months?
Yeah, listen, it's and that you have to manage the situation. That's for sure. And you know, both guys are back on program, and you know whether they'll get much game time going into National League is questionable. We're hoping that we will need to get them on the pitch, no doubt about that there, because ultimately when the league's over, the championship starts 2 weeks later, and you know, priority is going to be championship. But again, they're going to need some game time in the National League, and yeah, I'd expect both of them to get to see some game time, definitely.
Yeah, and in relation to the panel that you have at the moment available to you, Declan, it's going to be a different looking Donegal team, is it, come Friday night in Balbuffet?
Yeah, it will be. There'll be a number of familiar faces. There'll be a number of new guys coming in starting for the first time, that's for sure. It's going to be a young squad. You know, when you see the team tomorrow night, it's going to probably be, you're talking about average age, maybe around about 23 years of age, a young team. But listen, it's a lot of exciting young players coming through. It's going to take them time, there's no doubt about it. So we're going to have to see them now in action. It's one thing watching and going through training sessions over the last 4 or 5 weeks. It's another thing now going into competitive action. And, you know, we're coming against a down team under new management. And, you know, they'll ask us plenty of questions. And, you know, it's where you want to be, and it's where you get most of the learnings from.
Yeah, so we're going to expect several senior debutants in a Donegal jersey then, Declan?
Yeah, you'll see a number for sure. Yeah, that's for sure, Oisin. You will do, and you'll see a number of guys that we need to get game time into. Some of the guys maybe that didn't get much game time in 2021 through maybe injuries or whatever else, coming back on board. So listen, yeah, it's going to be. As I say, it's good to get back. It's good to get back into competitive action. And as I say, there'll be games now week in, week out, and we'll be looking through a number of players over the next number of weeks before we start into a very, very competitive National League campaign against Mayo at the end of the month, and then, you know, there's a lot of big games down the road. So yeah, we just want to make sure that we have a squad capable of competing now, and making sure that that we're going to be very competitive in Division 1.
Yeah,
going forward.
Yeah, listen, the development squad has turned out to be very important, because if we go back maybe to previous McKenna Cup campaigns, Declan, you were struggling at times with numbers, particularly when we had players that were out injured, and then the good run of the LYIT, of course, who were in a Sigerson Cup competition as well. So with the change of having this development squad there, it's sort of benefiting you this time of year too.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you know, we introduced it last year, and a number of those guys now have stepped on into the senior squad. We've done the same thing this year. We've taken in a number of the under 20s, but also lads and maybe around 23, 24 that, you know, that have looked good during the club championship, have taken them back in. So yeah, there's a balance there between those guys, and I said the door is never closed on anyone. And So, but no, it's been great that we've been set to work with these guys now over the last 4 or 5 weeks, that we have a panel ready to play in the McKenna Cup, and it gives the likes of the older, more experienced guys that bit of time off also, and to get them ready for a challenging league campaign that's going to start. But like, it's a very, when you look at it, Oisin, there's Sigerson starts next week for a lot of guys, so and our group at the minute between development and the squad itself is ending up to maybe 13, 14 players going to be involved next week in Sigerson, so we've got to manage that, and there's a lot of games coming up, and we just don't want to pick up too many injuries at any stage, but you know, especially at the start of the season, so we want to make sure that, you know, these guys have been managed properly now over the next number of weeks.
Yeah, and I suppose, Declan, it's important too to have a very strong relationship with the likes of the LYT manager, you know, well, Maxie Curran, and added into that as well, the under 20 boss, Gary Duffy. I suppose it's imperative that you guys within that triangle all have a good working relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the communication has to be priority in that. And, you know, we have the LYT, you have the 20s, but you have also other guys, you have the DCU. We have a number of guys in DCU, we have guys in UCD, NUAG, Queen's, so they're all over the place in terms of, so we, you know, yeah, we've got to be talking to those guys, those managers also, and making sure that the players are not going to, you know, are not being overused. But yeah, it is a balancing act, no doubt about it, but I suppose the good thing is, Oisin, that we're back in action, we're back into competitive action, and hopefully, you know, it's great to see spectators coming back in again for the match in the McKenna Cup. Hopefully it's a good thing, all support there tomorrow evening.
Yeah, and hopefully get a good support. We are expecting that it will be a youthful downside tomorrow night as well, Declan.
Yeah, I would take that. You know, they're under new management, and you know, the one thing that James McCartan never lacked as a player was confidence. And you know, he, when he was manager back last time round, I think he got them to an All-Ireland final in 2010. So yeah, he comes with plenty of playing experience, plenty of managerial experience, and you know, we'll have a group of players that want to impress management as they. Move into a very competitive Division 2 campaign also. So yeah, listen, it should be an interesting game tomorrow evening, and it's one that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, just looking ahead to the following Saturday, have you ever kicked a ball in Port Glenone and Ballymena before?
No, I didn't. I don't even know where it is, to be quite honest. I think I've heard of it, alright, so I was doing a bit of research on it there, so yeah, listen, it'll be interesting going up there next week. I've never been up there. The only time when I was playing, it was Caseman Park or nowhere, and you know, we played a number of matches in Caseman, but Caseman's gone over the last number of years, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be a new experience for us anyway.
Yeah, and obviously there's matches against Down and Antrim to come, but Declan, do you see this competition as getting these players more game time and bringing players back? Do you target of trying to get to a final of the McKenna Cup?
Listen, Oisin, what's the good thing about it? And, you know, I would be, I'm a firm supporter of the McKenna Cup, not just probably the McKenna Cup at this time of the year is perfect, because otherwise we would definitely be looking at getting a challenge match in this weekend and the next weekend in preparation for a start of a National League campaign. So now you're playing competitive matches, you're getting a chance to look at some of the fringe players. You're also getting a chance to look at guys that you need to get game time into going into a National League campaign, and you know, we're hopeful that we can get over these games, and the more games we can get played now in the next couple of weeks, the better. And yeah, we'll be just taking every game as it comes, but we'll also want to win those games.
Finally then, Declan, listen, you're back in for another term as Donegal manager, and yes, there's a bit of change to the squad, but obviously you feel with the new management team now that you have around you, Declan, and with the group of players, that you can get back to a successful level again.
I'm not. Listen, Oisin, it's competitive. There's no doubt. We know we're in a group this year. Division One is probably as competitive as it has ever been. You know, the year gone by, 2021. You know, we came up short. You know, circumstances went against us against Tyrone, and ultimately Tyrone went on to win it. Do we have to improve? Naturally, yeah, we do. We know we have to improve. We have to improve, especially without the ball. We have to get better. And again, you know. We've been working on that there. We've changed up in terms of backroom team. There's no guarantees. There's a lot of teams out there, a lot of top teams out there investing a lot of money in their senior inter-county team. So, yeah, we're one of those teams that want to be at that top table. And as I say, the preparation for us is underway, and the first competitive match now is against Down. So, yeah, we're hoping to build. We're hoping to build for a successful season, and that's the plan.
Okay, listen, Declan, many thanks for taking the call. We'll talk to you after the game on Friday night.
Okay, thanks, Oisin.